You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Various artists.
The Show Me Shorts Film Festival is starting up today, showcasing all sorts of local and international filmmaking talent. One of those includes the film Proof, written, directed, and produced by Johnny Bruff. The film tells a story of a grieving man desperately trying to find evidence of an afterlife at any cost. I had a chat with Johnny about the film, which will be showing as a part of the When the Spirit Takes Fight compilations.
G'day, I'm Johnny Bruff, and you might know me from such films as What We Do in the Shadows by Jermaine Clement and Taika Waititi, Thor Love and Thunder, 800 Words, recently Paragon, and now a little film I wrote and directed called Proof at this year's Show Me Shorts Film Festival.
So I guess what's your elevator pitch for Proof?
Desperate to find proof of an afterlife, an old man goes too far.
What was the kind of catalyst for this script and film in your mind? What kind of gave you the idea?
Well, it's been, as a script, it's been sitting in my hard drive for so long, maybe 15 years. Just looking at it, something about writing for very old characters was attractive for me a long time ago. And while we see that now in film, there's a lot of, there's a cinematic empathy towards pensioners and people who generally left on the margins of society. You know, it's a young world out there, and what happens to us when we get old and who's there to look after us? And so I just started writing about an old man, I guess myself, predicting myself and my own fears and my own concerns about growing old. Also probably my parents, and what it's like to watch one's loved ones getting old. So I just started writing about it, and the thing about filmmaking is that it's not just about what you want to write. It kind of comes down to how ready are you to put a massive amount of work into something. And so it's easy to fall out of love with some projects that one might write. And this is one of those things, projects that I showed an American indie film producer who said, who judged short film contests. And she said, I really love this. This is really important. I want to make it. And so I think I made this film because my support network were really fervent that this film should be made. But I personally maybe lost sight of what I was doing. Maybe I'm just not a very good writer, but it's easy for me to fall out of love for projects. Maybe I'm just ADHD, but it was the team that really got this film over the line. I just kind of, at a certain point, it's the team's feelings about the story that drives the filmmaking process forward, because there's so much work to do. It's never just one person, so you never get anything made by yourself. It always takes a team. So I think...
What was kind of the approach for you for switching from, kind of like you mentioned, your history as an actor towards directing and writing? I mean, has this kind of always been an interest of yours?
The first 10 years of my career as a performer were writing and performing on the comedy stage. I was never interested in just acting. I always wanted to be a comedian, and so it was always doing my own stuff. So writing came first, and it's the hardest thing. The writing is the real art form. I think performing and certainly acting feels more like a craft to me, more like a simple process. And also I found acting a little bit, I sort of quickly bored of acting, and so writing was always in the forefront of my mind, writing stories and what kind of stories I'd like to play or I'd like to see on screen. Even though it's a little bit rock star and there's the buzz of being a comedian, acting is a bit too formulaic for me. But I really just act to pay the bills, because I can get enough work as an actor to pay the bills. But what I'm doing all the time in the background is writing, trying to write something that I think I'd like to see on screen, or perhaps because I tend to be cast in these roles of the older white male, someone to bash, someone to hate in this modern world, I have fallen out of love of acting in that sense. My heart's kind of fallen out of it. So if I want to enjoy acting again, I think I've got to write those parts of myself.
Yeah, and I mean...
parts with a bit more empathy, for the characters.
Yeah, and I mean, you say empathy for the characters, but it's, I guess, with what you mentioned before, the fact that this is kind of a film about older people and how they deal with loss and growing old and stuff like that. You're not necessarily an incredibly old person. You're relatively young. So it's, how did you kind of get into that mindset? Was it just talking to your parents and stuff like that?
I just think I'll be much the same as I am now when I'm 80. Like, you know, my mother talks about feeling young in her mind and heart and her energy levels. But, you know, having to deal with a body that, you know, a sore back and having, you know, going through cancer and watching your loved ones die. And, yeah, so that's there. You know, my father passed away 23 years ago. And, you know, these things are the most traumatic parts of our life and they don't leave you. They're there right in front of me every day. So they make us more empathetic and they make us more... They make us question and make us more somber, I guess, make us more loving towards the people around us, knowing that we don't get younger and life doesn't get more fabulous. And so these things have just become more central. You know, I don't go looking for things to write about. They're right in front of me, you know.
Yeah.
Can't help writing about it. It's not a case of knowing what it's like to be old. I just feel old and I do feel young. I feel a mix of the two. And I'm not going to be, and I'm not suggesting that what I've written is particularly articulate for pensioners or elderly people. I'm not suggesting I'm being hugely articulate. I think the story is also a little bit playful and silly and curious, and that the audience still have to relate. So I try to make it relatable, but I think the themes that are there are not necessarily for older people, but they're for people my age and younger as well. It's, you know, I don't claim to be a particularly sharp filmmaker or writer. I think writing is hard, and also it's my weakest skill, but I have to do it, and so I just don't worry about it too much. It's right, and if people want to be part of it, and what I've written makes people feel things, then and the team forms around the project, then that means the project must be worthy. And the thing about writing is that there aren't that many writers that write. There's probably plenty, but certainly for me as a writer, it has to be a team sport. As a comic, I've always been in duets, because talking my way through things and ideas is 1,000 times more effective and efficient in terms of being an artist with a buddy. Doing it myself, sitting in front of a computer, all I do is just write lots of words together. And sometimes if I go see a play, I can see if a play's been written on a computer by one person, you can tell, you know. If that person had sat and talked the way through the idea with a support writer or a team, or perhaps even gone through a process of developing a script with actors, you can tell. There is a monocular thing that happens when we write by ourselves that I think I try to get away from. I try to break it right open and let other people have a go. And probably the other people will point out where I've missed a lot of amazing stuff. And that's where they're telling a story, you know, it's better that a story is told by a group of people, not so much in committee, but by two people. The two people together write. That's my favourite writing process.
That was Johnny Bruff chatting about Proof, again, that will be showing as part of the Show Me Shorts Film Festival in the When the Spirit Takes Flight compilation.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.